It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's time for Ask Megan. Oh, she's going to help you out.
I'm going to give you all the answers. Except, actually, I don't think I help anybody at all, but we'll see. I have a good feeling about this one.
You give good suggestions.
Yeah.
Because you've got real life perspective on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think
if people choose not to follow my advice, that's on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's you're not signing a contract with anybody.
That's true.
But this one comes from Meredith, and you might be able to help out with this one because she says, "Dear Megan, a few years ago, I was really excited to reconnect with an old college friend. Her name is Helen on Facebook. So she and I were really close years ago, and it was great to see pictures of her kids and find out more about what her life is, right now. Only problem is, it turns out Helen is one of those people who has to post every single Facebook quiz, meme, you name it.
Oh, boy.
The worst is when she constantly tags me on those guilt trip Facebook posts. You know what we're talking about. Where, most people won't ever respond, but a true friend would.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What do I do? So I could unfollow her, but I don't want to lose touch entirely. And part of me thinks she needs to know how obnoxious it is. So what do
I do? Okay, this is tough. First of all, I cannot stand those posts that are like, most people will just scroll on by, but if you really care about, enter whatever, me,
they've been happening more and more lately.
They have been. They're kind of, I don't like being guilt tripped into anything.
No, me either.
So if I'm on my Facebook and I want to respond to you, I'll do it, but not because you made me feel guilty about it.
If you scroll past this, we really aren't friends.
Right.
Whoop.
Yep, exactly. There we go. Whoops, scrolled right past.
How are you going to know if I scroll past it anyway?
They won't. So here's the problem, Meredith. This is annoying. I understand it's very, very annoying. I've seen entire wars break out when someone's posted on Facebook about how annoying it is when other people post a certain way on Facebook. And then other people are like, well, then why did you have to post about how annoying it is that other people post that way? Aren't you just doing the same thing? And then it just creates this vicious circle, this infinite loop.
Oh yeah, it's
criticism
just, it's like
and
a black hole of just a big old mess.
So I don't think there's much you can say to Helen. I think you should probably just block her or unfollow her. Not block her, just unfollow her. If she tags you, you have my permission to ignore it. You are not under any kind of obligation to respond.
Yeah.
And then if you want to see what's up with her life, maybe just go to her page every now and then and check.
There is a hide from news. Isn't there a
hide from news feed? Yeah.
And there's also a new thing, the mute button.
Yeah, you can mute someone for 30 days.
30 days, yeah.
But you can also see less of them, which might help a little bit. I don't know, though. The less you interact. So the way Facebook works, the more time you spend looking at her posts being annoyed about it, the more Facebook is going to show them to you. So don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. So, Johnny, have you ever posted one of those things on Facebook that's like... most people won't take the time to read this, but if you're my friend, you will.
No, I shy away from those ones.
Yeah, I kind of feel like if you did, I would just ignore you. I would maybe even come into work and give you the cold shoulder.
I want to actually have friends, and really all that stuff, it really doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I like people's opinions on certain stuff, but it's more of where should I go to dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Not just about the... because I know everybody's busy. I'm not gonna guilt anybody like that.
Yeah, and earlier today, we were just talking about our Ask Megan question, which is a woman named Meredith who says that she reconnected with an old college friend, and then the old college friend turned out to be one of those people. So not only does she constantly tag people on kind of those guilt trippy posts, but she posts every quiz, every meme, and that stuff does get kind of overwhelming. But I don't think the people who do that know they're doing it. So is there a solution?
I hate the people also that do the game requests.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't happen to me as much anymore. For a while, my Facebook was constantly blowing up.
I get some people that are still holding on to those.
I think when Candy Crush was so huge, people didn't know that it was happening. People didn't know they were sending out requests because it was this little check thing. You had to uncheck if you didn't want to share it. And so for a while, I was being barraged. And then most people figured out they were doing it. And they were like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't get as many anymore. Every now and then, though.
There are options for people that don't want to really see somebody but still be friends with them. And, that would be, like we mentioned before, hiding them from the timeline so you don't happen to see it and you actually have to do the work of going to certain people's pages. I do that.
Yeah, I do too.
I have some people that I've hide, and you know, even Jocelyn does too. And I'll say, "Oh, did you see blah blah blah? I had a baby," and she's like, "Oh yeah, blocked them a long time ago." Not like fully blocked.
No,
but they
wouldn't.
Just,
they have no idea.
Certain things either
you just
muted
don't see them
or unfollowed.
And I've heard people do that, like if they break up with somebody, right, and maybe they don't want to unfriend them on Facebook, but like, they don't want to see all of their stuff for a while, so
right,
they just mute them or hide them. So, yeah, you have options. You have options. Just don't feel guilty, I think. That's the thing. Like, if you don't participate in something someone tagged you on, that's okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you confront her? Because she's wondering if she should confront Helen and say,
I don't think so.
Hey, Helen.
You can't change Helen.
You got to stop being annoying. It's getting ridiculous.
There's no. I don't think there's any positive in telling someone they're being annoying. They don't see it, and they're, yeah, this is going to hurt their feelings, and then they'll be defensive, and I still don't think they'll stop.
I think
they'll probably post on Facebook and be like, if you're reading this, you probably think I'm annoying.
You know, it'll say something like, some things never change.
Yep. Just when you thought you had friends, dot, dot, dot.
Yep. A very passive-aggressive Facebook post.
Yep.
You do not want to be included in a passive-aggressive Facebook post. You do not want that.